Here we go with Outside the Box, where we're right, wrong, and everything in between. Today's topic is binaries. We live in a society that likes binaries, where we think there are only two choices. If it isn't one thing, it's the opposite, but almost never something in between. For example, if it's not black, it's white, and shades of gray are not usually recognized or sought out. People are designated either female or male, but not some of each. If you're not my friend, you're my opponent or enemy. It's us versus them. Either you're with us or against us. Politics is left or right, liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican. People outside those binary systems are the odd ones out. Economies are termed either capitalism or socialism / communism. Not much, if anything, in between, even though in reality most economic entities are somewhere in between or neither capitalism nor socialism / communism. Ideas are right or wrong, good or bad, not some of each. Should we follow Plan A or Plan B? Statements are either fact or opinion, objective or subjective, true or false, not some of both. Think about how accurate and true these following binaries are. Healthy or sick? Leader or follower? Love or hate? Win or lose? Safe or dangerous? Fast or slow? Bitter or sweet? Alive or dead? Laugh or cry? Remember or forget? Hero or coward? Majority or minority? North or south? Is there anything in between? I see several problems with binary thinking. One is that almost nothing is all of one thing. Someone might be 99% in one category and 1% in another, but that 1% might change everything about them. Binaries force us to put things into certain categories when there's no need to do so and where they may not belong. Does everyone have to be categorized either male or female when they are in fact some of each? Are we just denying a truth, a reality, a part of who we all are? I believe I'm predominantly male, in the traditional description of what females and males supposedly are. But there's definitely some female there, and I might wish for more of that. And even terming human characteristics as only female or male is also questionable. And finally, binaries create false expectations of how flexible our choices can be and how many options we really have. If we can only choose to fight or run in a conflict situation, that limits our ability to resolve it, whereas there are many more creative alternatives that would probably be more effective. Binaries limit our ability to come up with outside-the-box choices that are far better than the two we seem to be offered. Makes me wonder why we use such oppositional terms. Healthy or sick? Us or them? Fast or slow? When they're all so relative. How often do you find yourself limited by binary thinking? And when are you able to break out of that mindset? I'm Larry Danziger, dealing with the yin-yang of what's right and what's wrong. Okay.